directions. I wanna know you're here, right here, right now. I wanna see you, no distractions. I wanna know you're here. Somebody ask and say yeah. I wanna see. No distractions,
no distractions.
I wanna know you're here. I wanna see you,
I wanna see you.
No distractions,
no distractions.
I wanna know you're here. This is our prayer, let us see you. Distractions,
no distractions. We need to know you're here.
And you are here. You are here. You are here. You are here. Declare it. You are. Got eyes on you.
You are here.
You are here.
You are here.
I don't wanna talk about you like you're not in this room. I wanna look right at you. I wanna sing right to you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Our scripture this morning is Proverbs 19 and 21, which reads, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." As humans, naturally, we are planners. We set goals, we make decisions, and strive to shape the future. But Psalms 19 and 21 reminds us that no matter how carefully we plan, God's purpose always prevails. This verse challenges us to trust in God's sovereignty and wisdom, even when our plans are disrupted. It is easy to become attached to our ideas of how life should unfold, yet God's plans often lead us down paths we never expected, offering opportunities for growth, blessings, and deeper faith. When we align our desires with God's will, we find peace in knowing His purpose is always for our good. There are some lessons in this text that, number one, we have to recognize God's sovereignty. We talked about it last night in Bible study. But while we are called to plan and work diligently, we must hold our plans loosely, recognizing that God is in control. He sees the bigger picture and orchestrates every detail for His glory. Then, of course, you got to surrender your plans. Trusting God means laying our plans at His feet and asking Him to guide us. Surrender is not just a sign of defeat, but an act of faith, acknowledging that His plans are higher than ours. And then you just got to be flexible in your faith. When life doesn't go as planned, it is an opportunity to lean into God's purpose and what feels like a detour may be God's way of redirecting us towards something better. And as always, find your joy in God's purpose. God's plans often exceed our expectations, but trusting God, we can experience the joy and fulfillment of walking in God's purpose, knowing God is working all things out for our good. So this week, reflect on your plans for this season of life. Have you been clinging tightly to your own desires and how you want things to go? Or are you allowing God to redirect your steps? Ask God to reveal God's purpose in your current situation. Pray for wisdom and discernment as you make decisions. And be open to God's guidance, even when it leaves you outside of your comfort zone. So this week, I challenge you to write down one area of your life where your plans seem to be at odds with God's timing or direction. Take time to pray and invite God to realign your desires with God's will. Then commit to trusting to God's purpose, even when it's not very clear. Let us pray. God, we come to you on this morning thanking you for another day for the sun to rise, another day for our eyes to open, another day for us to hear from your word. Now, God, as we just understood in our devotional that we have to trust in you and to trust in you in ways that are to understand that your ways are not our ways, but to trust in you so deeply that to allow you to direct our paths, but most importantly, to allow you to know that everything is going to be all right. That trusting requires us to believe in you and believe that all the things that you said you would do, that you are going to do. Now, God, we ask as we go about this day, this week, this hour, God, that you touch our hearts, you touch our minds, that you remind us that you are in this space with us wherever we may be, that you cling close to us and you present yourself and during the times that we need you most to present yourself. God, we know there are people right now who need you, whether they need you financially, they need you spiritually, they need you mentally, but they are needing you to move in their lives. They're asking for a different direction. They're needing to align with you, but it seems like all distractions that life is just getting in the way. So God, move things out of the way so that we have the ability to focus more on you. Clear out the distractions and let our hearts just be closer to you, God. Let us live inside of you. Let us be the light of the world. So God, as we go out on today, remembering that all we have to do is trust you with every decision we have, with everything that, with our plans that we've written down, God, let us remember to leave room for you throughout this day so that God, you can move in our spaces. God, we ask that you touch those who are outside, who are living outside, who are needing warmth, God. Be the warmth in their life. Those who are grieving, be the comforter, God. We're just asking you to be God in the places and the spaces where we need you to show up, God. So God, we thank you for this day. We praise you and we lift you up. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful day.